Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know when I first started preaching, you know, I'd study for weeks to speak 15 minutes. You might say, that's hard to believe, Brother Keith. Well, it was so. And as time would go on, I would know less time in advance what to do, even if I prayed about it. I wouldn't get it less time in advance. Everybody say, less time in advance. Less time in advance. And it just got more that way. And as the years went by, I got more that way and more that way. And I remember this one meeting I was going to, and I prayed the day before. I thought about it a couple of days before. I'm going out of town and I'm speaking. And I just couldn't get settled in my heart what I'm supposed to speak on. The night before, I didn't have it. I thought, well, I'll be on the airplane for a few hours. I was flying commercial, and I got on the airplane, and I'm almost there. And I thought, Lord, I mean, any time now would be good. And this is what the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but He said, you trust me? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, relax. I said, okay. And I ordered a ginger ale. And tried that cool. And I'm checking my heart and I'm trying to see, you know. And I get there and I get in the car and I get to the room and I change clothes and I get in the car and I'm headed to the church. And I don't know. And I'm in the speaker's room and I'm trying to be nice and have a conversation with the pastor. But inside I'm thinking, where's my message? What am I going to do? And the Lord said, you trust me? Yes, sir. Well, relax. Everybody say relax. Relax. See, faith is a rest. Yeah. If you're all worked up, you're not in faith. And they're turning the service to me. And I don't know. I don't know what verse to turn to. Thinking, Lord. And I walked up to the pulpit. Word of knowledge started coming. And we ministered that way the whole night. You know why I didn't get a message? I didn't need a message. Didn't need one. I said, why didn't He tell you? He didn't want to. If I trust Him, I'm not going to get worked up. Everybody said out loud, the money will be there. We'll have more than enough. Just breathe a sigh of relief now. Go. Some folk really needed that, man. Say it out loud. It's going to be all right. Amen. Everything's going to be all right. Say this out loud. Everything is working out for my good and God's glory. Everything. Now rest. Rest. And the angel said, don't do it. Don't do it. And verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket. That was handy. By his horns, and Abraham just went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Convenient. And Abraham called the name of that place, Revelation. How many believe some powerful things are happening in this man's heart right now? I mean, his son, he's not going to have to go through this thing any further. And his son's alive. And they got an offering here to give to the Lord. And this came up in his heart. And he said, the name of this place is Jehovah Jireh. Now, I guess some folk pronounce it Jehovah Jireh. But that messes up the song. So we'll just say Jehovah Jireh. But the big deal is, what does it mean? What does it mean? Jehovah is the name for the self-existent one. God is not dependent on anybody else for his life. He's not dependent on anybody else for his supply. There is nobody above God. There's no being beside God. He is Jehovah. Self-existent, mighty powerful God. Jehovah what?
Jireh.
He said, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And that's literally what Jireh means. It means to see. Somebody said, I thought it means provide. Well, hold on. Some translations have it that way. How many of you have provide in there? Yeah, I see a lot of hands. And that's good too. That's appropriate. Because it does mean that, but literally it means see. The Lord who sees. Well, how could that mean provide? Two words think about. Pre-vision and pro-vision. Vision. Provision consists of two words. Pro, before, and vision, seeing. Which means before seeing. God is the provider. He has pre-vision, so he makes provision for what he sees previously. What's Abraham saying? God already had this worked out for us. Had this ram up here in the thicket. Already knew I would obey him. Already knew we'd need the ram. And it makes me think, where was the ram that morning? Where was that ram the night before? Think about it. I tell you, the statement is, the ram was on the way. Say that out loud. Ram's on the way. Before he knew he's going to need a ram. Right? That ram milling around down the bottom of the mountain. And he just got an urge to go a little higher. So here he went. He had an inclination to make a left turn toward a tasty looking bush. And then he had an inclination to go a little higher and make a right turn toward a good looking little creek there. And I don't know how many hours this went on or how many days before, but God had a select ram that he got from point A to point B at exactly the right time. Oh, this is the kind of God we serve. This is the kind of God we serve. And he got up there just exactly the right amount of time before Abraham and Isaac showed up, and he saw this thicket and he thought he just had to stick his head in there. And a little further and a little further until he got tangled up in there and he couldn't get loose. God saw ahead what was going to be required and needed and provided the supply. Friend, the more I walk with the Lord, can anybody else testify? The more I walk with the Lord, you can look back and see, man, thing after thing set up. The Lord had you set up. The Lord had you fixed up. The Lord already gave you favor with this one and favor with that one, connection with this and this deal and that deal. I know decades ago, when Phyllis and I made the decision to go to Ramah and obey God and follow him fully. We were there, I guess, about 10 or so years. And the Lord spoke to me one time in a time of prayer. He said, when you made the decision to obey me and you stepped out, I set things in motion for you to intercept. It had been 10 years. I hadn't seen them yet. He said, stay on course and you'll soon begin to see some of them. And God gave us a wonderful house in Tulsa. I mean, nice. Marble, swimming pool, tennis court. Nice. And I mean, people couldn't believe what we got it for. Literally, they'd shake their head and go, you're joking. I said, no. I mean, God just handed it to us. Just handed. You know when they started building that place? Same year. We stepped out to obey God. Ooh. I'm going to tell you something. I hadn't really thought about this. The same year, we sowed some seed that the Lord directed us to sow and claim a hundredfold and a huge harvest. Both this place and our house began to be built. I hadn't even seen that till right now. Both of them were built same year. Our personal house and this church and this facility. And it was in that year that the Lord dealt with us. So this bit, it took all the faith we had. We cleaned out our accounts. 96. Glory to God. Everybody say glory to God. What about our future? Does God see ahead? Does He know what's coming up? Does He know what you're going to need next year? Year after that? Is He ever caught by surprise? Is He ever shocked and go, oh, Gabriel Lake, they going to need $10,000. Boys, get over here. What can we do? Never has happened. Never will. He's never surprised. So no need in you running in there going, God, I got to have X amount of money. He already knew. And He already got it set up. The ram is on the way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What Kind of God Is He? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R319. That's R319, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
He's a God who
gives me the victory through my Lord, Jesus Christ.
God's my source
and
my supply.
He's more than enough.
He's El Shaddai.
He's the
Holy Jireh.
Yes, He
will provide. God's my source
and
my
God's
supply. Keith and Phyllis Moore in Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
I know He will
provide.
Oh,
God's my source.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.